Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. However you enjoy Thanksgiving, whatever you eat, whatever you're putting into your mouth, whatever you're drinking, we hope that you're enjoying it. And if not, that's kind of bad, you know. It's probably not a very good decision that you're making there. Try to find and eat something that you like, not something that's going to make you vomit.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
Probably a point that you didn't have to make, but
anyway,
get a backstage pass. I think we can all agree that no matter what you're putting into your mouth, well, just keep going. I think we can all agree that getting a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show will brighten your day. It'll make you smile. You'll go, thanks, Phil, for the laughs. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a backstage pass today, tomorrow, or yesterday, or next week. Get one, maybe you can time travel and get one last year at the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 60,000 hours, the greatest value online other than porn. Hello and welcome to Thanksgiving's replay of the Fresh or Frozen Bob Green Show. Now, this is a Thanksgiving show that first aired in the merry month of November 2003, and since then, we have played it annually, off and on, annually, over the years, and we're very happy to do that. Bob Green came on. He was at that time in charge of Fraser Foods. He since has sold that brand and has a new store, Bob Green's Meats and Greens. But he talked about different customers coming in. It's very evident that Bob doesn't enjoy Thanksgiving. Never did, probably never will. He's got to bite a towel. That's where all of that came in. So let's listen to Bob bite the old towel here and deal with fresh or frozen.
Bob Green joins us from Fraser Foods in Buena Park. It's Thanksgiving time, and we wanted to give people a little bit of an update on the whole Thanksgiving shopping season. And Bob, I know you're in the store right now. It's a tough time of year for you, isn't it? All right, we don't have Mr. Green up, Bud.
Sorry, I didn't.
Bob, you there?
Right here, Phil. I'm sorry. We are very busy, and I didn't get your question.
That's okay. We didn't have you on. We had the line on hold.
Oh, okay.
This is a tough time of year for you, isn't it? And also a rewarding time of year, I guess. There's a lot of business. Is there a lot of business there tonight?
We're very busy, Phil, as you might expect. But, you know, it's a tough time of year for us. You just try to get through Thanksgiving. You do the best you can. We have a saying, you know, just grit your teeth and get through it. Just because, obviously, it's a very busy time of year. There's a lot of people. There are a lot of questions. So it's good and bad.
What do you mean by good and bad?
Well,
it's good. Well, it's busy, right?
Well, the bad is you get a lot of, you get a lot of very low intelligent, I don't want to say low intelligence. We have a saying, you just bite a towel and get through it. I mean, seriously, it's a hard time of year, but it's a rewarding time. It's just, just shove a towel in our mouths and keep on going.
All right, I want to ask you something about turkey. My wife, every year, she gets the fresh farm-grown turkey, you know?
Right.
And she likes to shop at Gelson's only because we don't have a Fraser Foods in our area, but she always wants fresh. Is there a difference, you know?
Phil, I recommend fresh. We have both frozen and fresh turkeys, but the demand for fresh turkeys is always the highest.
But why is that?
Why is the demand for fresh fries?
Yeah.
Well, Phil, the times we live in, more than anything else, people, when they're having friends over for Thanksgiving, they want to, you know, we live in a time where people like to show off a little bit and say, oh, well, you know what, so what kind of turkey is? Oh, it's fresh, you know, and I don't know whether it's the kind of, as I said, the times we live in where we want to just feel like we're better than somebody else, but we've got fresh turkeys, we've got farm grown. It's just a way of impressing people, and I suppose feeling like you're better than the guy next door who can't afford a fresh turkey or something.
But you do. If you're saying there's really no difference, but you charge more for the fresh turkey.
That is correct. Yes.
Because why? Because it's just in higher demand.
That's right. I mean, for whatever reason, people they don't think a frozen turkey is quality, and here is really, I think it's kind of amusing. There's really no difference between a fresh bird and a frozen one. But we've got, you know, for 2 years as grocers, we have tried to explain this to the average customer, but they want a fresh bird. And, of course, these next 24 hours, we're going to be thawing out our frozen turkeys because that's how high the demand is for fresh turkeys. And You try to tell them that you're
so what you're doing is you're thawing out birds, and that's what fresh is?
Well, I mean, people are not concerned whether it's fresh or not. They just want to be able to impress their friends and say, we have a, you know, guess what? What? Oh, we're cooking a fresh turkey. Because most people couldn't tell the difference between a fresh turkey or a frozen one if you held a lighter under their hand, honestly. And they just want to say it's fresh.
Well, then if there's no difference, then why are you charging more money?
Because, Phil, if the perception is that it's fresh, then it's fresh. That's what it's about, perception. And
but a fresh bird is as opposed to a frozen bird that's been thawed out and called fresh.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this, Phil. There's something called the radio business. I don't know anything about the radio business. And then there's something called the grocery business. Okay, now there's something I know something about. And so I just know in my business, you know, the turkey is, it's a perception thing. And
all right, I don't want to belabor the point, but I'm just curious, because my wife will say to me, "Get over to Gelson's and get over and get the fresh birds. They got the fresh birds. We don't want to get."
Well, but that's why we're for the next 24 hours, Phil. We're going to be thawing out. I've got probably 50 to 60 birds that we got to thaw out for the next 24 hours because people will come in after work tomorrow night.
You're thawing them out, and you're calling them fresh.
We're thawing. They are fresh. We're thawing them out, and they are fresh. It's just that they were frozen, but they came from the wholesaler at the same time. They left the farm at the same time. Just some of them got frozen along the way. I don't understand your question.
Well, wait a minute. Is there a difference between a fresh turkey and a frozen turkey?
No, there's no difference at all. Most people think there is. That's why I say most people get a fresh bird because they want to feel like they're big shots, or I don't know.
I don't understand that whole big shot thing.
I don't either, but it's part of owning a BMW, having a townhome with attached parking, having, shopping at Bristol Farm, getting real hot buttered rum. Hey, it's a real turkey. I mean, this is why we have a lot of people coming and saying, do you sell gooses? Do you sell Christmas goose? And I tell them I draw the line at that. Thank you very much, and I do it with a smile, but I tell them to get out of my store because I draw the line at that nonsense. And
you mean the Christmas goose thing, like, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, the Christmas carol.
Okay. We're talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods on the time of year and the business that is being... There's a lot of business in the store tonight, I know. We were playing a little bit of Christmas music, but I suddenly realized, I guess, Thanksgiving isn't...
No, I heard that. I think it's very festive, Phil. We play a lot of it in our store. We spend an awful lot of time trying to prepare a good environment for our shoppers. It's amazing sometimes how little they notice the things that you try to do to make the shopping experience more pleasant. And people will ask me, you know, the prices do go up at the season, during the Christmas season. Why is that? I'll say there's two reasons. One of the reasons is, obviously, there's a higher demand. Another reason is we do a lot here to try to make the shopping environment pleasant, and yet people still come in here and act like, you know, slobs. And so, yeah, I'll raise the price if that's the way they want to treat me.
So, are you raising the prices because of the... All right.
I don't mean anything. I'm just telling you, Phil, what it's like to be a grocer at Thanksgiving, okay? It's not the greatest thing in the world. But getting back to what you're saying, fresh turkeys and frozen turkeys, there's no difference. People that buy fresh and pay more for fresh, they might very well be getting a frozen turkey that's thawed out.
All right, but my question is, a thawed out frozen turkey that's been thawed out and called fresh, is that false advertising?
What do you mean by false advertising? I don't understand.
Is that false advertising? If it's a fresh turkey, it's a fresh turkey. If you take a...
Well, you tell me, what's a fresh turkey in your mind? What do you think a fresh turkey is in your mind?
A fresh turkey, to me, is one that was on the farm this morning, got its head cut off later in the morning, and is sitting in my refrigerator that night.
Okay, all right. That's your idea of a fresh turkey. Is there a defined... In the grocery business, do we have a definition of a fresh turkey? The answer is no, we don't. We call it fresh, and we charge a certain amount of money. Now, the birds that I'm selling tomorrow that I am going to call fresh, because I happen to think they're fresh. Yeah, they were frozen today.
They were frozen today, thawed out by you tonight, and they'll be...
And they're fresh tomorrow night. As long as somebody is getting what they think is a fresh, or what is a fresh turkey, they're fine. That's... You got to understand this business.
All right. I don't know whether it matters to people whether there's a fresh bird or a frozen bird on there, as long as it isn't frozen. But the fresh turkey and the frozen turkey thing, I always thought there was a difference between the two. And now if there isn't, there isn't. Later on tonight, Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be joining us, and we'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, pure exhibitionism. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But it's not easy, and I try to do the best I can.
All right, Bob, we're back on the air. Robert Green is with us here at this Thanksgiving Eve. We're talking, Bob is with Fraser Foods. I've had a number of people call Bob to say, hey, my parents owned a grocery store. Fresh is fresh and frozen is frozen.
Well, you know, you get a lot of that. My parents owned a grocery store. Well, I still own a grocery store. I don't know why they don't own a grocery store any longer. Maybe because they didn't know anything about the grocery business. I do. A frozen turkey is a frozen turkey. Once it's thawed out, once it is thawed out and chilled in a temperature in a refrigeration unit, it becomes a fresh turkey. A fresh turkey is also one that's never been frozen. See, fresh only means unfrozen. And you get a lot of these brain surgeons, you get a lot of Phi Beta Kappas and rocket scientists that want to tell me my business. Guy comes in from the Union 76 station all day long. He's been putting lug nuts on Chevys. Now he's going to come in and tell me? I'm telling you, and I don't know why we're still talking about this, Phil.
No, I never knew myself.
Well, now you know. A fresh turkey is fresh. And it doesn't have ice on it. And you can stick it in the oven, you can cook it. That's why it costs more. A frozen turkey costs less because, for obvious reasons, Phil, you can't put that in an oven. And you can try, and you can cook that all day. And I guarantee you that the inside of that turkey will be blood red. Even though you've cooked it all day. Why? Because it was frozen.
Well, Bob, obviously that's fundamental, but I dare say...
No, I know what you're saying, but I try to explain this to people, and it doesn't get through.
So you're charging more money...
Well, yes, I charge more money because it's in higher demand.
All right, Robert Green from Fraser Foods is with us. Tom, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Just a couple of things. I'm a little confused of going fresh and how you're charging people for fresh food when it's been frozen. I think that's false advertising, and anybody knows...
Wait. Well, now you're accusing me of something very serious.
Wait a minute. Let
the gentleman finish.
Well, I'll let the gentleman finish, but he's calling me a criminal before I'm even allowed to...
Well, hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Tom.
You only told us that you told the whole world here that you freeze turkeys and then you... Thaw them out.
No, I don't freeze them.
Didn't you tell everybody that?
No, sir. I do not freeze them. They're frozen at the wholesaler. I get them. I thaw them out.
Are you calling them fresh?
Yes. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that a turkey that's been thawed out is still frozen? Please,
oh,
please
oh
don't.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm asking you. Well, what
listen
is the
to what you're saying.
What are you?
I'm saying a fresh turkey has been frozen. That's proper advertising for fresh.
All right, Tom, this is Phil Hendry. Let me ask you. I always believed that...
Phil, I'm a grocer 35 years.
All right, hold on. I'll ask you, too. But I always believed that a fresh turkey is a turkey that was on the farm today, and now I got it at my house. Am I right about that?
It has not been frozen.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
Well,
I
you know what?
Agree, but the sooner
you talk... Well, there's several issues that what you brought up. It's really shocking that people would come into your store... The fact that just because they come in either dressed a different way or acting a different way, that you raise the prices. And that in itself just tells us about what you're saying.
No, sir, the gentleman misunderstands me, Phil. All I'm saying is...
I heard exactly what you said, sir, and I was chomping at the bit. The other point I'd like to make is, there's fresh fruit. That has never been frozen. Then you go to the freezer section and buy fruits or vegetables, the same thing, that have been frozen.
Okay.
You can't call frozen vegetables or frozen fruit fresh.
All right, I'll put you a higher case. You go to the produce section. You buy yourself a bunch of carrots that you think are fresh. How do you know they weren't frozen yesterday? Ooh, that's got to hurt. See, that's
I'm not talking about what I know. I'm talking about what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying something that's been frozen and then thawed can be turned or phrased as fresh, and I think that's false.
Well, I can tell you, sir, 35 years in the grocery business, and you ought to see some of these people that come into my store who, you know, they pull up in a limousine, you know, in their BMWs and their Mercedes. And
that has to do with calling the food product in the proper sense in which it is.
I get a lady who's retired, whose husband owned the L.A. Kings, and he died from a heroin overdose. Now she lives in a mansion. Oh, do you have fresh turkeys? Yes, we do. All right, it was frozen. Now it isn't frozen. Do you think she's going to... I want to ask you something. Do you know the difference between a taste?
Wait a minute.
Does it matter whether they're from the streets and the slums and they're homeless versus, you know, the penthouse on Park Avenue? What does that matter about advertising a product that is supposed to be fresh? As Phil says, leave the farm in the morning and get to your, you know, your refrigerator that night. What does that have to do? What does have income or anything have to do with that?
Sir, you're mixing apples and oranges. I was talking about a completely different subject that you're mixing in with this one. I was talking about the fact that we spend a lot of money piping in this, I don't know if you've ever heard this Mannheim steamroller. They made some tapes for grocery stores. Well, guess what? For all the money it cost me, half of these people, they might as well think they're walking around Auschwitz with the look on their face. So
what
I'm trying to...
Oh, God. I mean, what kind of comparison?
You ought to see them. They come walking in here like I just told them to go and get a shower.
So, oh, my God, Phil.
Jesus.
This is absurd, and it's very frustrating.
No, sir. What am I not understanding?
This gentleman understands my definition as well, that fresh means the bird was on the farm, just like a fish, a fresh fish, okay? When I get fresh salmon, I know that salmon was in the ocean 24 hours ago, I think, is the legal definition. I mean, if it says...
You really think so, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says fresh Maine lobster. You think that was swimming in the Atlantic? Now, where do you live, Phil? You live in the Pacific Coast, right?
Yeah.
Give me a break. Are you trying to tell me that you think that lobster was just swimming around where John Kennedy Jr. was last seen, and now you got it on your plate?
You know, I think your comparisons, sir, are very inappropriate. From John Kennedy Jr. to Auschwitz.
Well, this gentleman's calling me a crook.
I'm telling you that you're advertising falsely. The way you compare your customers is very, very rude.
What did I say about my customers? I said... But
you're talking about your customers coming in, the way they come in, the way they act, the way they do. So therefore, they don't appreciate your music or your decor, so therefore you raise the prices. That's absurd.
Sir, let me ask you, what line of business are you in?
In the education field, sir.
Oh, well, you know all about being an entrepreneur, don't you? Wait a second. Tenured guy at an elementary school. You've got the union covering you. You know, I really love these guys. They've got a union covering their back. I work for a living.
I have a union covering my back.
Then wait a minute. Gentlemen, let's not knock what we do for a living, but let's just... This man's a consumer. You're a grocer. Why can't we just talk about this, Bob?
Yeah, this is the kind of guy that I'm talking about. This guy walks in my store, and automatically I want to raise the price of everything just because I got to look at him.
God, off your show.
Tom, I'm sorry.
And get somebody on that has a little more common sense, a little more
common
respect.
Common sense? Why? Because I don't take the word of this gentleman who spends all day long in romper room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right, look. Tom, thank you for your call.
I see. So I'm getting blown off as the weirdo, and he's like, hey, Tom, thanks for your call and your bonding with him. What I'm trying to say to you, Phil, is as an entrepreneur and as a grocer, I started Fraser Foods 35 years ago. You know what it was? It was an apple stand on Rosecrans. That's what Fraser Foods was. It was an apple stand. I had apples in bags, and I sat there, and I just smoked cigarettes, and I looked around, and I thought, is this it?
On Rosecrans.
Yes. And from there, it grew. Until finally, I have some 25 stores throughout the Southwest, and one of the most profitable grocery chains in America. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I give my customers what they want. Do you have fresh turkeys? Yes, I do. They go down to Vaughn's tomorrow night. They can go down to Kroger's tomorrow night. They can go to Rainbow Foods tomorrow night. Do you have fresh turkeys? No, sorry, all out. Guess what? You never get that from Bob Green, and you never get it from Fraser Foods.
Even if it isn't true. Okay.
Now, what do you mean it isn't true?
Even if you thaw out a frozen bird and say, here it is, a fresh turkey.
It is fresh. You know, I'm going to lose.
Should I take this next call, Harry? Should I take this? I'll tell you what. Well, let's take a break. I don't know if I'm missing anything here, but on the line with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. This is the time of year when everybody's talking about, you know, like I told you, like the fresh bird, the farm-grown bird, is it really that much difference? I don't know. Like my wife says, get the hen, don't get the tom turkey, because the hen is the girl bird and they're fatter or something. Seriously. And the tom turkey, it tastes like dung. Oh, gee, thanks a lot. Thank you. So anyway, fresh turkey, is that a turkey that was on the farm this morning and is sitting on my plate tonight? That's what I think. That's what the other gentleman. But Bob Green is with us saying that fresh means it's not frozen. So when he gets it from the farm, it's frozen at the wholesaler. It comes to his store. He thaws it out again. It's fresh again. Now, if that's the case, then I've been mistaken all these years.
The Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.
You have the music on right now.
We've got some Christmas music here. Let me. Can you? I don't know if you can hear that, Phil.
Yeah.
That is a Mannheim steamroller tape that we've got this satellited in from a satellite service that I purchased, and. Boy, I tell you, for all the good it's doing, I got the customers are walking around here with a look on their face like they've got, pardon me for saying this, but like they've got a softball-sized hemorrhoids, you know? And I feel after a while, what's the point, you know? Turn it on. Forget it.
Well, but who cares, man, as long as you're making money?
Well, that's costing me money. That Mannheim steamroller, I don't know if you're aware, but they are a very expensive group. They made a series of tapes for grocery stores, and they may be doing great business for some of the other stores. In my store, the minute I put that music on, it's as if the color drains out of everybody's face. So if I could say something, the Mannheim steamroller Christmas tapes that I've been playing in my store, I wouldn't give away. I wouldn't give them away to my worst enemy.
All right. I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, it cost me a lot of money.
All right. Is that what's putting you in a foul humor concerning that?
I'm not a foul humor, but if I'm doing my very best and people are walking in here and saying, oh, yeah, can I come in your, 13 items or less line? I've got 20 items. And I say, well, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 20, and it says 13. What? Why are you asking me that? See, that's the kind of thing that just makes me grow older and more tired with each passing day.
Keith, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi.
All right, I've got to disagree with your grocers there. If I go to any...
I'm a grocer, I'm not
food change,
I'm not plural.
Am I on there?
Who are you talking to? You talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm Bob Green.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm still on the last show. No, I'm calling about the... If I go...
This is what I'm talking about, Phil. This is the kind of guy that'll come up to me and start babbling,
You've had me laughing there while I was waiting.
Well, sir,
You haven't let me say what I want to say yet.
Have you got a point you want to make, Keith? And
yes,
then, Bob,
I do.
You can make your point.
My point is...
I've been making a point.
My
this
point
guy
is,
said anything.
My point is, if I go down to Ralph's or Bond's or whatever, it'll say on the package, previously frozen, if it was frozen. On the turkeys, on the fish, on the poultry...
Hold on. Turn on that off, will you? I can't stand that.
Are you? Is that a Keith?
Yeah.
I called you Kith. I didn't mean to say that. That's like
right.
A guy who has a...
Won't make any difference right
it's
now.
It's like the band in the 70s, Kith.
Right. Oh, anyway, what I'm saying is, if I go to the grocery store to buy any poultry or meat or fish or whatever, and it's been frozen and thawed out, that's what's on the label. It says previously
this is the
frozen.
The same thing that the last guy said. Don't you change your collars or...
I'm sorry, this is what the gentleman wants to say.
This is what I argued with the last...
No, you mean I'm not saying what you want me to say?
No, sir, I explained this to the last caller.
I called him because I think you're unethical, okay? You know,
well,
you can't tell somebody you're going to sell them a Cadillac and it's really a Chevrolet, all right?
Wait a minute. Am I selling you a turkey? Yes. What are you guys...
No, I wouldn't buy one from you.
Well, the point is it's a turkey. Now, you may not want it.
Hey, you're the turkey.
Aren't you funny? But you know what, sir? I don't think you even know what it is you're buying.
Sure
I know
do.
My business. I don't
sure
know what
I
you
do.
Do. Are you retired?
That's why I don't go to your store.
Well, what are you, a
where
retired
Where I go,
swabby?
They tell me the truth.
Where you go?
Where I go to shop,
and,
they tell
and
me
put,
the truth.
And give them your food stamps?
No, no.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm in computers.
You're in fact, what did you say? You're incompetent?
No.
Sir, You no. called me unethical.
I tell you,
the
know
kind
what?
Of thing that make
you
me
are.
Want to come down there.
You
and,
are.
And
it might even be illegal. Under, I think under FDA regulations, you're doing something illegal.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mr. President. I guess you know all the rules and stuff. You know what I'd like to do? Come down to your house, pick up your computer monitor, and bury your head in it.
Whoa!
Well, this guy calls me unethical.
Well,
you
Mr.
Are.
Green, you've got a business
you
that you're promoting.
Represent something as fresh
did you ever
when it's
see,
not fresh?
Did you ever see that movie, Story of Henry, a Serial Killer? In one scene, he takes a computer monitor and smashes it down on a guy's head.
Yeah, well, you sound like you, for a grocer, okay. You got a lot of violence in your system there.
Sir, grocers have a lot of violence in them. Why? I'll tell you what, play back the tape of our conversation. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, listen.
I said what I needed to say.
Keith, thank you very much. Good point. And not a point that has not been made tonight.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Don't you screen your phone calls for people saying the same thing?
Yeah, but see, you're not answering the question, sir, and that's the most important thing. You're not answering the question.
I believe I have.
No, you have not. Carolyn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. I've been listening to this, and I'm amazed. I had no idea that everything in the grocery store is frozen and called fresh.
Well, I guess that's your problem as a consumer. Maybe you ought to be more informed.
Well, I'm so glad you informed me because I'll never go into a Fraser store ever again.
Well, what stores do you shop in, ma'am?
Vaughn's.
Really? And they don't do that in Vaughn's, huh?
Not that I know
not
of.
Not that you know of. That's the bottom line. Not that you...
Are you accusing Vaughn's of doing this?
Jensen's also. You know Jensen's in Palm Desert?
Oh, that's that place with... That's that rundown dump.
Jensen's is a rundown dump.
They don't freeze those turkeys.
Look, Grandma, believe me.
All right, Carolyn, thank you. Let's go over to Simon. Simon, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Simon, go ahead, sir. Yeah.
Oh, hi. I'm fascinated with this guy. I work in the food industry, in the supply chain. And
where, are you calling from the United States, sir?
Yeah, I'm calling from San Diego, Sunshine. I'm interested in what Bob says about thawing out turkeys and selling them as fresh. And I think one of the previous callers said if they're marked as previously frozen, then we're okay. One of my concerns is that consumers who buy these and then freeze them are exposing themselves to life-threatening bacteria. And I think
I'm having a hard time understanding the gentleman because of his rather thick accent. Could you?
I understand him perfectly.
Good for you. I don't.
Well, Simon, what you're saying is, if I may, if you buy if a turkey is frozen, then it's thawed out by the grocer and said it's fresh. Now a family refreezes it and then thaws it out yet again, you're possibly exposing your family to salmonella,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, you get salmonella.
Well, let me ask you, what fool buys a fresh turkey only to freeze it? Wow. See, there you go.
As long as you tell people they can't refreeze it, then you're okay. So if people don't know that, they're at significant risk. I think it smacks of an illegal practice.
Well, sir, you know as well as I do that the grocery business is a tough game. It's a real tough game.
Yeah, but
I'm taking it in the shorts. You're a grocer. You understand me. All these other people don't get me, but you do. I'm taking it every way a man can without being in jail.
Well, you're probably just lucky that you haven't been caught, but I think you've exposed yourself tonight, Bob.
Well, sir,
congratulations to you. You know, you've done well. You're a great entrepreneur, bruh. You know, it's time for you to retire.
Well, sir, retire? Why do you think I should retire?
Well, because you're very jaded about your customers, and they're the people who put your money in your pocket. And if you have so little...
I got people coming up and saying, every year I used to hear it. I'm sure you do, too. Where are your fresh turkeys? Oh, where are your fresh turkeys? Every year I'd hear this until I was bleeding from the ears, until finally I said, all right, you know what? You want a fresh turkey? Here. Here's a fresh turkey. I thawed out a few. Well,
look at Bob. If you are so tired of hearing, why don't you put stock more fresh turkeys?
Because I got to compete with guys like Gelson's, Vaughn's, Bristol Farm. Boy, they really take the cake. They get some tired turkey that walks to their store. That's how they get their turkeys. Bristol Farms basically makes the turkey walk to their store and pluck itself, and then they call it fresh. Yeah, fresh, I guess. Let me ask some. How fresh are you after you've hitchhiked 600 miles?
Depends if I've been frozen before.
Well, sir, where do you work, sir?
Me, I work in consultancy business and in a university in supply chain.
You work in the what business?
In a supply chain, in the food supply chain business.
Are you in prison?
No, in the supply chain.
In San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, when you work in a supply chain in San Diego, guess where the beginning of that chain is? Deep in the jungles of Mexico.
All right, look at Simon, thank you, sir, for your call.
You're welcome.
What's the matter?
I don't think anybody is digging you, man. I think they just think you're a big, fat joke. And I think that the... Why do I keep hearing that?
I want you to hear what I got to hear. That's a lot of money going right down the rat hole. No wonder I'm charging the big money for those, you know, fresh turkey. I love these people who don't you know, forget it.
You know, dude, for a cat that's in business with the public, how do you know when you buy a fresh turkey it's fresh? Maybe it was frozen last night. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. Making pot brownies.
We're talking about the grocery business this time of year, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's going to be really busy. It's started to be busy. And I, Bob, Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving is the single most trafficked day in America in terms of cars. It's also the single most shopped day in America. You know that?
I didn't get that, Phil.
The one day where people go shopping the most is the day after Thanksgiving.
That may well be. I can understand that in other retail businesses. In the grocery business, that's not the case because they've already done their shopping. And the day after Thanksgiving is really a day where we're taking a look at everything that didn't sell. You know, because you know how it is. You always wish you did better business. And in my case, what I try to do is cut down on the inventory that I have so we sell what we have. But what I've been hearing tonight on your show is because I do that, now I'm a criminal. So thank you very much for having me on.
Mr. Green, what is...
No, I mean, that's what I've been hearing.
No, Mr. Green, what's been said here is that you freeze turkeys.
I don't freeze them, sir.
All right, they're frozen at the wholesale. You thaw them out. You call them fresh.
So I can sell them and get rid of them. So that when your grandmother or somebody else's grandmother... See, on Thursday, everybody's going to go to their grandmother's. And their grandmother will have their hair up in a bun. She'll be wearing a nice dress. She'll, you know, it'll smell like, you know, the way it does at an old person's home, you know, and you'll go in and you'll eat her food. But she won't tell you the hell she put me through, will she? She won't.
What? Why be in the business?
Look, I've already answered that question.
All right, but if I mean...
Your grandma or all of these people, they're not going to tell the people there the living nightmare that they put me through asking if I had fresh turkeys. And that last lady I talked to sounds like, I know who she is, she comes into my store a lot, and she likes to laugh at me while I sit there sweating it out.
You recognize the lady that was on a few minutes ago?
Oh yeah, I know who she was.
All right.
That's why I was joking with her, and then she pretends like she doesn't get it. And so she leaves me holding the bag. She leaves me once again with yolk dripping from my chin.
Let me go over here to Marianne, is it? Go ahead, Marianne.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Glendale, Wisconsin. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
And
I wanted to tell you that in the state of Wisconsin, there are very strict laws about people in the grocery business, in the butcher business, not being able to thaw frozen turkeys or other meats or fish and to sell them as fresh. That is part of the law. Here in the state of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. Well, ma'am, this is Bob Green. Forgive me, but Wisconsin has had some very serious problems lately, as you know.
With what?
With what? In 1957, they found two women hanging upside down in a barn. They've been gutted by a man named Ed Gein.
That is a criminal...
No, but Wisconsin has got that kind of sickness going on.
Well, he wasn't trying to sell them. I was just...
Oh, really? How do you know?
Because
see, that's the whole thing. When you bring up Wisconsin right away, I just, you know, a door shuts. Because it's Dahmer, it's Gein, it's all of that.
Wait a minute, man. What has that got to do with the grocery business?
Probably nothing. But would you want to eat a meal there? 2 points. Bob Green, one. The old lady, nothing. We'll be right back.
I wanted to tell you also that we have some wonderful turkeys called the American Bronze, which is a heritage turkey.
Really? How old are they?
and they're very young, and they will be butchered tonight, and they are being shipped around the country, as well as being able to buy them locally. They're all organic turkeys, and
so,
they are going to be very, very fresh.
Now, what do you mean by organic?
They are grown without any pesticides, herbicides, or anything in their food or in the areas on the farms where
they
are raised.
And are they flown or are they trucked? How will they get to California?
They will be flown to California.
Will that be on board, what, a jet or a prop job?
I don't know that. That I
don't
know.
Well, because it depends. If it's going to be, if you're going to butcher a turkey and get it out here and still call it fresh, you better put that thing in a turbojet. Because if you fly that out here on a prop, and you're giving maybe two, three fueling stops, also the guy's carrying mail.
I doubt if it would.
See,
I doubt if it would go that way. I'm sure it's all.
By way of jet. All right. So it flies out here within 3 hours. Now, is it going directly to the store?
Yes, or to the person who orders it directly. That's what they do.
Is there a certificate of butchery?
Oh, I'm sure everything would be handled correctly.
You're sure, but you don't know. See, that's the whole thing. I take it in the shorts, and the old lady...
All right, hold on for a minute. Robert Green here on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But let me just play this for us. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I can't hear it, man, because it's noisy in the store.
See, I think it's lousy. I think that's lousy.
That's okay. Look, we got to go. Thank you, Bob.
So I'm called a criminal, unethical, and I'm taking it in the shorts from Mannheim Steamroller, and I'm leaving.
Yeah.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. A very happy, happy Thanksgiving to all. And to all a good night. Hey.